So the story behind the last song, because Talk to Me was like our, something we thought was our single. We thought it was really strong on the hooks and all that. Made a video for it. And, but it took forever to get the right mix down. And Tuck was usually behind trying to either get the right mix himself or send it to somebody to get the right mix and send it back or whatever. So he sent it to us, three or four times. And, you know, between me and, Tim and Child, a few of the guys that are, you know, behind the, you know, the fine tuning of the final product. He would send it to us. He'd send it back. Nah, bass is drowning something out. And then send it back. Ah, the vocal, he took the double away. It needs to be back on there, whatever. And he got so sick of it that I guess he got a buzz one night. And he's like, you know, screw it. I'm gonna here's what I got for you. So he started, like, making fun of our verses and freestyling. And he threw all kinds of, you know, the auto-tune all over it and everything and sent it to us as final mix. So we all were, you know, sitting at home like, oh, this is it. This is the right one. And all of a sudden it's Tough. You know? It's with this just goofy ass shit, you know. And we just thought that was so funny that we were like, you know, we should just put it on there. Just put it on the album, you know. So that way, you know, well, it's an inside joke to us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how that made the cut. So I don't know, from the beginning to end, I guess it's the darkness and the seriousness of it to set the mood. And by the end of it, you know, we got to throw our little, you know, our little comedian, you know, our little, I don't know what's the best word for it, comedic feel to it or something, you know, kind of light at the end of the tunnel, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.